What do these Brexit-related changes, that is the UK GDPR, mean for business? Here we need to look at a few scenarios. And let's first look at data transfers, that is transfer of data from one country, one jurisdiction to another. The GDPR has required that transfers of personal data to third countries be protected with similar standards as in the EU or better. If not, there is a need for due diligence, usage of mechanisms like adequacy decisions, standard contractual clauses, binding corporate rules, derogations, and even consent. For this reason, the data transfers from the UK to EU were based on adequacy decision, or simply, since UK was part of the EU, there was no question, there was no need for adequacy decision. But now UK is not part of EU, so it is a third country. And as of now, UK has not been awarded the adequacy decision. So when adequacy decision has not been extended to the UK, what happens? Well, a 6 months period has been considered, and in my opinion, UK is likely to be granted adequacy eventually. Now, will that mean 6 months? I'm not so sure, because it depends. It depends on whether UK is granted adequacy based on previously being in part of EU. That is a different process, a different yardstick, a different mechanism other than the usual adequacy process is followed, or a usual process is being followed. It is highly unlikely that this can happen in 6 months if usual process is followed. I say this because historically, adequacy decisions take time. The fastest assessment of adequacy decision to date, to my knowledge, is for Argentina, that took 18 months. So if you are a business in the EU and have been transferring personal data to a processor in the UK, you have two choices. One, wait and hope for adequacy decision to be granted to the UK. Or second, you rely on alternative means like standard contractual clauses and amend your contracts. Now the question is, which one is better for you? And a short answer, a consultant's answer is, it depends on the risk. It depends on the risk and depends on the risk appetite of your company. This means if the risk is high and your appetite is low, you are better off amending the contracts and relying on standard contractual clauses. It is important to mention that the ICO, Information Commissioner's Office, the Data Protection Authority in the UK, suggested that companies should start preparing for a scenario wherein UK is not awarded adequacy. Of course, in their role, they have to advise you that. If you are a large corporate and there are internal data transfers and you are doing those based on binding corporate rules, then in my opinion, you can continue to do so irrespective of adequacy decision or not. But if things change, keep an eye on it. Now, what if you are a UK company or a company in the UK and have been relying on services of a processor in the EU? This is an interesting situation. Under UK's domestic version of GDPR, which came into effect January 1, 2021, at the same time the EU GDPR ceased to apply in the UK, data may continue to flow from UK to the EEA even after the end of transition period. The UK's Information Commissioner Office, that is the ICO, has issued official guidance that indicates that transfers out of the UK, that is UK to the EEA, will remain unaffected for the time being, regardless of what happens at the end of transition period. The important part is for time being. However, UK has also stated that it intends to keep this arrangement under review. Now, what does this mean? Why will it change? Why is it kept under review? These are good questions. But for now, if you are a company in the UK and have been transferring data to the EU, I believe, and it seems good enough until you hear otherwise. So no action needed unless and until you come across a consultant who wants to sell you more and more work. Sometimes I wonder why these things are so complex. Why can't these be logical? I mean, a few weeks ago, UK was part of EU and there was no question on adequacy. But suddenly the adequacy of transfers to UK is now being questioned. But when does politics and law have been simple? Never been and never will be. So while this was about existing transfers, for your future transfers and contracts, there's one more thing you must do. If you're a company based in the UK and your contracts have references to EU GDPR, it is good time to replace those references to UK Data Protection Act, that is the UK Data Protection Regime of UK Data Protection Act 2018 and the UK GDPR.
If you like this, find the full episode of Fit for Privacy podcast on iTunes or Spotify.